soon as I opened my eyes the next morning, God was over me in the bed. He said, son, it is me you are giving the money to. Who are the priests? Who cares what they're doing or not doing? So long as my name is on it, you are my son. Because of me, you give them the money. I hurried up and gave them triple. So long as my daddy's name is on it, that's what many believers have lost. You are the king of yourself. He's not your king. When you hear his name, you don't tremble. You don't give. You don't worship. You do what you want. And then you want his miracles and his wonders to show up. So when you hear that I was diagnosed of cancer and I didn't pray about it and he removed it from me, that's a covenant. It's not a stranger asking him for healing. He calls me son.
Amen.
Even when I do something wrong, he says, son, no, don't do that. It's a relationship. It's a covenant by blood.
Amen.
And these two disciples had faith and they went for it. Would you have gone? I mean, you go on such an errand, you'd be wondering, man, these guys could come out and shoot us, or come out with a sword and chase us. Today, you'll be wondering, man, you can't go. It is like sending you to somebody's driveway. He said, I go hotwire that car and bring it. You see that truck over there? We need it for the parade. Go hotwire it, bring it here. If they ask you what you're doing, you tell them that the Lord? Who will go? You can't be reading this and not understand the courage that his disciples had. The boldness. Hallelujah. I said to one of my folks hanging with me, I said, isn't this go to the airport and get your hangar? I said, the triumphant entry story is the story of Eagle One. You don't have the jet yet. He said, go get a hanger for it. And I believed and went. And you know the story. And when I got there, they told me there were no hangers. And there was a waiting list with 15 names on it. Oh, I hope you have one more shout left. Let's say you join the queue and put your name as number 51. I said, no, you got the wrong man. The king sent me. You haven't heard. I said, he didn't send me here to join your queue. I'm the son of the king. I have royal blood in my veins. I am not queuing up. I am jumping every queue. Why? I have a word from the throne. This is my time. This is my season. This is my moment. This is my miracle. I left them and walked away. I should know the story. Some of you may have forgotten or haven't heard it. And I started walking through that airport. So I didn't come here to join no list. That's for natural people. The king said, go to the airport and get your hangar. But he don't give you detailed information. I didn't know the hangar was prepared. I told you it's a prepared. And that the airplane that belongs to us was in that hangar. And the one I was trying to buy was not our plane.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
And I told you I saw the young man fixing his car. I said, man, you know what you're doing? He said, I'm just tinkering with it. I'm just changing fuel pump. I said, okay. I said, why is this hanger thing so political here? He said, oh, that's a huge one. He said, we're not even allowed to give any information. We're not allowed. It's so political here, and everybody's watching everybody. And they're snooping around to make sure that no hanger goes to anybody except that they follow that list. You see the roadblocks you run into. But what makes you not succumb to it? What makes you not join that queue? Because you heard from the king. The king did not send the two disciples to come back with perfect excuses. Why the owners did not release the colt or the ass to them. No, they went knowing that as he said, they went there boldly and started untying this colt. You have to know what you're celebrating. Because these are assignments in your own life where you've been waiting on the Lord, but he's been waiting on you. This next move is yours. If you don't bring that colt and that ass, Jesus will not go past that point. He will stand there and wait for you until your seed moves him. See, you missed it. It don't matter where he sends you to get it. You have to bring him.
Yeah.
You have to bring him. Yeah. It's like he came to me with no money. He said, now, do you want the ministry I gave you to come to be? And I said, yes. Why wouldn't I want it? He said, then give away your savings. That's that donkey. He said, no man has ever ridden on it. Well, let me put a pin there and talk about that donkey again. You see, because if you go into the world of donkeys, that donkey was watching all the animals and they've been ridden. Kids were playing on them. They were having all the fun, going up and down, and he's just sitting there waiting. Who am I preaching to?
Come on now.
He's just sitting there waiting.
Come on now.
Feeling rejected and dejected, but not knowing that God was reserving him for the ride of his life. Eh? For the ride of his life. For the ride of his life. That's why till tomorrow I'm not chasing anything. Whatever I need in this life to get my job done, whatever I desire, they will come and meet me here at this altar. Haven't you heard me say that over and over again? It's not a preaching talking point. It's a fact.
Yes. Amen.
40 years in, I haven't done anything different. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they brought that ass and that colt. All right. Watch. Lord, if you're going to ride on the donkey into Jerusalem, then I'm going to put something here that is of mine to show you that I am also enthroning you as king. And they took off their garments and put on the coat. Now sit on it. Sit on my garment, Lord. And when that ran out, others put theirs on the ground.
Amen. Come on now.
He said, others used the palm front and put on the ground. Different levels of giving, different levels of worship for him to ride on it.
Amen.
As the elder was sharing yesterday, and I was telling you, hey, this is the same message. The Lord said, go tell my people, when the king will come to you, you must be worthy of the king. As soon as, you need to look at the text, even though I'm closing now, but you check it out. You see, they kept ascending and ascending and ascending and reached the peak. And when they started descending into Jerusalem, that's when the shout broke out. What am I doing? I'm shouting in my king. Every Sunday, I keep telling you, shout unto God. Shout unto God. You are pulling on him. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. You are my only hope. Come on, Jesus. You are my only expectation. Come on, Jesus. The Father has prophesied you. It's my season. The shout ushered him in. Says the king. What did Balaam tell Balak? He said, look, the shout of a king is among the Israelites.
Yeah.
There is nothing you can do. Resurrection House, I'm telling you, so long as his shout is in this house, every enemy's power is marred. Every strategy of the devil against us will come to naught. Every weapon of the enemy is neutralized. Come on, give me one more shot. So they started shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So many false prophets have come. False teachers have come. False leaders have come. This is the only one that has come in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
A shout brought him in. A praise brought him in. A seed brought him in. Let me ask you, what happened to the owners of the colt? They saw the seed.
Amen.
Never knew that they got their colt or ass back. What blessing, what eternal blessed heritage did God release in their life and in their family? What happened with their children?
Come on, man.
Glory to God.
God.
That's what Palm Sunday is about. It's not a historical celebration. It's seeing God's pattern. How to usher the king in.
Amen.
Into our church. Into our life. Remember in Revelations, Jesus was outside the door knocking. He said, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in.
Amen.
We celebrate in this house.
Amen.
He's not out the door. He's in the house. Hallelujah. He's here delivering. He's here blessing. He's here healing. He's here restoring. And he deserves a better shout. Hallelujah. If you go further in the text, they said as soon as he entered, some gospel said the next day, but no, he went in the temple. He said, wait a minute, is this what you made my father's house? You are buying and selling? He said, this is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Don't you see that Satan is after every one of us to make it a den of something other than the house of prayer? Jesus said, if these children hold their peace, the rocks. You didn't know you were the rock prophesied. Amen. Who should bring a shout Amen. That no Jew can give? Amen. Is the song of the redeemed. Amen. The Bible said that angels desire to look into the mystery of salvation, and the Father will not let them. Another writer says, don't you know we shall judge angels? He says, if you shall judge angels, why can't you settle Mickey Mouse issues in the church? Amen. Have you considered your heritage yet? Your eternal destiny? What he said will happen. Why should we judge angels? Because we survived sin. We survived the devil. We survived the earth. We survived devils. We survived sickness. We survived all kinds. We survived witchcraft. We survived all kinds of warfare. We overcame just as he did. Angels came down here and couldn't handle the women. And they all dove in and had giants. And they put them in chains.
Yes.
And we are walking years talking in tongues. Hallelujah. Managing our emotions. Hey, he said you qualify to judge them. Just sit down. I survived what you couldn't handle. And Jesus took a whip and cleansed the temple. He said he drove out the money changers, overturned their tables. Amen. But when he got to the doves, he let them carry them out. And then when you study it, you discover how racism and prejudice contributed to the defiling of the temple. Because it was the court of the Gentiles that they went and set up all that trade. Since it's the Gentiles, it don't matter. No, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. That's what keeps tripping up people. That's what keeps tripping up people with me. Where he's from Africa. Read the Bible. God warned Israel. He said, now be careful of the stranger. I sent among you. You treat him because he's serving me. You treat him as your own. Saul didn't get it. He brought famine on Israel for years. You need to watch. These things have been there for generations. He drove them all out. So I'm restoring this house as a house of prayer. Amen. What has he been teaching us in Bible study? Pray. Pray for the word. Yeah. Pray for utterance. Yeah. Pray that the word will have free course. Pray that the word will grow and prevail. Pray.
Yeah.
We are the living stones. And our shout cannot be taken away from us. Hallelujah. How many of you have that commitment this morning? Lift both hands to him and begin to thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
That he's your king.
Thank you.
You submit to him. He can rule over you. He's a king. Yes, he loves you, but he's a king. A king makes the rules. A king. A king's word is the law. Is eternal. The king. The king. He is the king of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank him. Thank him. He's coming. He's riding. Watch. He said it had to be a donkey to demonstrate that you, as stubborn as you are, as self-willed as you are, as rebellious as you are, that the king can ride on you and have you do right. You are to bend over this morning and say, Lord, ride on me. Ride on me, change my destiny. Ride on me, change my will. Ride on me, change. Remove my stubbornness. Ride on me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. 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 Let him have his way with you. Stop fighting with him. Stop resisting him. Stop arguing. Submit to him. Let him rule as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name.
What a joy to celebrate the glory, the anointing, the goodness of God. This resurrection week, this message of Palm Sunday. You ought to be celebrating that you are the stone that was made alive. You are the donkey, the vessel of glory that will bring Jesus to your generation, to your family, to your neighborhood. I just love the rendition in Luke chapter 10. He said that he sent out another 72 by 2 into all the cities that he himself would come. They were forerunners. That's who we are. John the Baptist was his forerunner. We are today his forerunners into every family, every city, every church, every union, every relationship. Where Satan is ruling, God sends the Son of God to turn it around, to cut the light on. That's what resurrection agents are. We've trained our people, no matter where you are, to represent God, to be his answer to the needs of people around. So take your coworker outside during lunch break and pray with them, and a miracle will happen. I'm teaching doctors, as you examine patients, believe God that the anointing will go through your hands and heal the sick. You don't have to say, let me pray with you. No, just your touch. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment and got healed. I've had a situation at least twice where the nurse came to check my blood pressure, and as soon as they touched me, they hit the ground. Hallelujah. Yes, can you imagine? And then I told her, you're a nurse. Then carry this grace and go to the hospital, go to the clinic, and touch patients and let the glory of God touch them the same way the glory touched you. That is the grace and the anointing of the living stones. We were resurrected. That's what this week we're entering into. People call it the Passion Week. Some are fasting 40 days. God didn't command us to do any of those things, but hey, there's nothing wrong with consecration. You can consecrate yourself, and the Lord will honor it if it pleases him. But it's not a commandment. Hallelujah. Because Jesus fulfilled the law, paid the price. He said, it is finished. We don't need to redo what he has done. We just need to receive what he has done. In the Philippines, you see asceticism. People carrying a cross and they're beating them. No, he didn't ask you to do any of that. Yours will not produce any redemption. Your blood is filled with sin. It's unnecessary. Just receive what he has done. Just make sacrifices for people. Just obey God where you are. Just deny yourself. Those are the things he called us to do. These things are written. Those other ones are not. Amen. Receive him today. Come and worship with us. this Palm Sunday and hear another word of resurrection. Track with us through Resurrection Sunday. We are Resurrection House for all nations. We carry a grace. We carry a shout. We carry a word. Sometimes when people visit us, things don't go the way they usually go. I've come to peace. I said, okay, maybe God didn't call them here, or they will come here to give me trouble. So that's why he allows things to happen that will make them not come back. But I know that many of you are called to resurrection. You are crying out for resurrection. Listen, stop telling yourself it's too far. A church alive is worth the drive. A destiny activation grace is worth the drive. If it was money, you would make that trip. If it was groceries, you would make that trip. Then make that trip for your soul. Make that trip for your destiny. Make that trip for resurrection. We love you, beloved. Receive resurrection. Receive the grace of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ooh, I felt him leave me to you. Receive. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a way to end this week. We love you, beloved. God bless you. We see you here Sunday morning. Or if you don't show up, we'll see you here Monday on the first of resurrection. Get your seed in the ground, particularly a resurrection seed. You will see miracles. Amen. Bye-bye.
If you believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.